This is Mark, and I'm here today to introduce a brand new spin-off series of Tabletop Radio Hour. I know in the past we've talked a bit about solo role-playing, and since I do a fair amount of it, I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to kind of demonstrate it on more of a regular basis. I've been thinking about doing this for a while, and the little short John Carter adventure that I did during quarantine seemed popular enough that I thought this might be worth exploring a little further. Of course, if you have any questions, thoughts, comments, ideas, things you'd like to hear about or talk about, let me know. I want this to be a learning experience for all of us. Well, the first thing I had to decide, of course, is which game to go with. Obviously, it has to be something that works well with a single player, and if you've listened to our podcast for a while, you know that I have a thing spy genre. So, why not go in that direction, right? But I wanted to do something a little different. I didn't want to just do another James Bond, Jason Bourne, Mission Impossible clone. So, when thinking about what to do to make it different, I thought, what about a different era? What if I did a different time setting? Well, it just so happens that there's a spiffy new game called Steam Spies that's specifically about steampunk espionage. And even better, it has dedicated rules for playing solo. So, that seems kind of perfect, right? Now, to be fair, for full disclosure, I kind of have to let you know, it just so happens that I'm also the author of the game Steam Spy. So, there is a certain marketing layer to this endeavor that, you know, hopefully that doesn't turn you off too much. But, on the other hand, this does give you the opportunity to find out about that game. If you do like what you hear here, you can go to DriveThruRPG and pick up your own copy and enjoy it either solo or with a group. There's a lot of different ways to play the game. And, you know, you get to hear it in action and learn how to play the game as well, hopefully. And again, any questions, you know the guy to turn to. So let's talk a little bit about the game. Steam Spies takes place in the late 19th century. At that time, the Industrial Revolution is going on. Therefore, we're talking more about industrial espionage rather than political. In the world of Steam Spies, there are six main spy agencies, and each agency is financed by a fictional major corporation that's centered somewhere around the world. Hopefully, you'll be introduced to these throughout the game. I don't want to go into too much detail right now. But the player I'm going to be playing is named Roland Doyle. He works for an agency called the Unified Alliance. The Unified Alliance is a global peacekeeping organization. Their base of operations is a steamship named the St. Agatha, which is captained by Captain Chuck Thatchgood. Roland started off as a deckhand on the St. Agatha, and he was promoted to a full field agent, and now he's kind of going off on his own, but he has a background as a steamship sailor, which will probably come up in the rules at some point. He's a pretty well-rounded agent, but I'll get more into the mechanics as I play the game. You'll see how all this stuff fits together. The Unified Alliance is backed by the Navidad Pharmaceutical Company, which is headquartered along the Amazon in South America. Most of the United Alliance missions tend to consist of providing medical support, exploring for new medical ingredients and components and that sort of thing. But like any spy agency, anything can happen, so agents are called on for a variety of different tasks. So let's get started. As you can tell, I've got my character all ready to go, but the first thing we need to do to really get into the game is figure out where to start. This is always the hardest part of any game that doesn't have a game master to plan things out in advance. And that's one of the things. I have nothing planned out. We're just going to see where this goes and play it out. I got my character, and here we go. So this is how we start things off. And fortunately, Steam Spy has some narrative tools, like charts, and that help randomize. They help kind of randomly create an adventure seed. So it'll give us a point to start at anywhere. We're going to use some of those to get the ball rolling. But this first episode is probably going to be kind of like a session zero as we kind of get things put together and ready to go. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, so the first thing we need to figure out is who the main antagonist is. So I'm going to roll a die. I'm rolling a d6. And there's a target table here in the book. And I got a 5. 5, that is the Dragon Sect. So the Dragon Sect is primarily an Asian faction. They work for a company called Orisaku Artificials. This is a company that creates steampunkish robots and mechanical limbs, that sort of thing. So that's probably something that's going to factor into later. That could be fun. All right, next I need to figure out where the first encounter is going to take place. The first thing I'm going to roll is just to determine which continent it's on. That's a 3. So it's somewhere in Western Europe. Then I go to the Western Europe table to narrow it down a little more. And I get another 3. That makes it Amsterdam. Okay. Now, obviously, I'm rolling D6. So all of the choices aren't here. Aren't necessarily available on these simple charts. But you can use that as just as a... These are just meant to be kind of a introductory place. So I got Amsterdam. It doesn't have to be Amsterdam if you don't like that. You know, maybe just pick something else in that vicinity. In my case, I don't have any reason not to make it Amsterdam. So let's stick with that. We're going to start off in Amsterdam. Okay, so lastly, I can roll off a locations table. This is going to give a little bit more of a specific scene. So let's see what that comes up with. There I rolled a 6. That means it's a street meeting. So I'm meeting a Dragon Sect agent on the streets of Amsterdam. And what am I meeting him about? This looks like an opportunity to use the Inspiration Stimulator, which is bit more of an open interpretation table that's used to kind of point you in the right direction when you got nothing else to work with. So you got a total blank piece of paper sitting in front of you. You can roll this, and hopefully this kind of stimulates your imagination a little bit. There are two tables. One table provides an action word and the other a subject word. So I'm going to roll 2 dice on the first one. And I roll 2 2s. That gives me an inquire action. Okay. Now I'm going to roll again. I get a 5 and a 2. That comes up with a vehicle subject. Okay. So I'm there to inquire about a vehicle. Well, it just so happens that there's a table here for vehicles. Here it is. So I'm going to roll on that. And I get a 5, which makes it's a motor kite. That's interesting. Okay, so that actually kind of makes sense. We're meeting an Asian agent who specializes in automated items about a motorized kite. Since kites are kind of famously a Chinese thing, that would make sense. So it's probably a Chinese agent. Let's make a quick NPC. You can do this any way you want, but for gender, I just usually make a very simple die roll to determine that. Odds for male, even for females. Of course, you can make that more complex if you want. If you don't want to just go with a binary system for gender, however you want to do it is totally open and up to you. But that's what I'm going to start with. And I got a 5, so. He does have a Y chromosome in my case. Then I need a name. It just so happens I have this. I have a chart of random things. This is not in the Steam Spies book, but it does have a. There's a lot of random name generators out there. You can use anyone you want. I'm going to go for a Chinese name, and I get Huang Zhu. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Huiang, last name is Xu. Huang Zhu. Sorry if I'm butchering that, but hopefully that's pretty close. So from here, NPCs are pretty easy to throw together. You just have to decide how many points to use. An ordinary civilian or a very simple thug is only going to have about 10 points. An average henchman is going to be closer to 20 points. A major villain can use up to 30. In this case, it's probably more of a run-of-the-mill brute. Isn't the head mastermind either, so I'm going to go with the 20-point option. Now, all I have to do is divide those points between three possible agent types. Those agent types are analyst, face, and muscle. Types represent the different kinds of possible agents, and everybody has some capability for all three of those types, but the different combination is what makes each agent special and kind of individual. I'm going to give Mr. Zhu 8 points for face. He's there to be a contact. He would probably have some negotiating ability. Then 7 to muscle. He can probably take care of himself if he's out there by himself. And 5 points to an analyst. He's probably not real smart. And lastly, I can spend up to 10% of those points to give him just a couple of skills. Skills are just like a little added bonus type thing. So, I spent 20 points, so that means I can give him 2 points of skills. In this case, I think it would be appropriate to give him a point in persuasion. Again, he's there to act as a meeting point. And let's go with a point in melee. Seems like something he would need if he's meeting a lone contact in the streets at night. And one last thing, there is an NPC table that I can use to get kind of a basic attitude from Xiang Zhu. It consists of a personality table and an attitude table. So, I'm going to roll those. I get a 4 on the personality, which is intense. That is a 5 on the attitude to get suspicious. So the dragon sect contact is intense and suspicious. That certainly makes sense. So, I think we're pretty ready. And I think I'm going to end that here for this introductory episode. I want to keep these episodes fairly short and bite-sized. Just as a little augmentation to a little something else to pepper into your day. The setup might seem like a little bit... like a lot, but that's not uncommon in a solo session. Again, like I say, you know, this is replacing a game master spending hours writing out a scenario ahead of time. So when you think about that, you know, in about what, 10 minutes, not that bad. And now that it's done, we'll get into the actual storytelling next time. You can kind of think of this as kind of like a session zero if you're used to doing that with your groups. So, thank you for joining me, and keep an eye out for the next exciting episode of Steam Spies Solo Stories.
And that's it for this episode of Tabletop Radio Hour. Like always, you can find this episode on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour and on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter, @tabletopcast, if you have any questions or comments. You can join us over on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour for regular updates. We also have an email address that is tabletopradiohour@gmail.com. Our website, tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com. You can find information about our Patreon page on our website. I want to thank you all for listening, and keep rolling 20s.